actually think it's a really great design, probably one of the best I've seen in terms of cockpits. But all in all, I'm left with this kind of awkward feeling that, you know, they've started out with this really great design that really does achieve a lot of the things that Simracers are looking for, obviously with the limitations that you would expect to come with a tube frame style design. But then that awesome, well-engineered design that's obviously been done by people that really fundamentally understand sim racing has gone to the wider team. The wider team have then tried to figure out how they can reduce cost. And, you know, that has resulted in corners being cut in terms of production quality. And that's led to issues like the, you know, the badly threaded holes that we talked about, the slightly misaligned welding, the material thickness in some areas, like we discussed, not being quite sufficient to provide the rigidity that they could otherwise have. And yeah, it just leaves me in this kind of awkward state of disappointment for what could have been an absolutely incredible product, but just doesn't quite hit the mark that I had hoped to at this kind of price point. I actually think it's a really great design, probably one of the best I've seen in terms of cockpits, but just the implementation isn't quite where I feel it needs to be for me to feel comfortable recommending it for everybody that's looking at a tube style frame cockpit. But I can certainly tell you that for me personally and what I look for in a cockpit, I would certainly choose a high-end aluminium profile cockpit at a similar price point to what you'd be paying for this and not have to deal with the issues that we came across.